Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan. Now, on the line, I have Jill Brennan, CEO of the Celiac Society of Ireland. And we're going to be chatting about the Awareness Week and also about the importance, or should I say, the importance of awareness around the disease, because this is Awareness Week, and also a little bit about mindfulness. Now, just to give you some facts, around 50,000 people suffer with celiac disease in Ireland, and about 37,000 of these are undiagnosed. But not only that, you have around 400,000 people who suffer from gluten intolerance. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Thanks a million for having me on today. Good to talk to you again.
Absolutely delighted. Now, I've been there taking away all your bullet points there, I suppose, with the
Not at all.
But maybe we start off, and I know we've spoken about this before, but maybe you'd just explain to people what celiac disease is.
No problem at all, Michael. I'm happy to do so. You never get sick of explaining it, because when you explain it, more people kind of realise maybe I should get tested for it. So celiac disease is a chronic autoimmune disease. And what it means is that when the body takes in gluten, it actually attacks itself, meaning that it can damage the lining of your gut, which stops you your body taking in nutrients and what it needs to live. So the symptoms of celiac disease can range from anything from chronic fatigue, brain fog, diarrhea, constipation, bloating. Mouth ulcers are also something you find an awful lot of dentists actually ask their patients to go get tested for celiac disease. And if it's kind of like a lot of unexplained symptoms with your gut and with your intestine, we would recommend getting a blood test from your GP. And what that does, it looks for a particular thing called a transglutamate hormone in your marker in your blood, and if your TTGs for short are high, then your GP will hopefully send you for an endoscopy, which is the gold standard in testing for celiac disease. And what we want to try and make people aware of is A, that you can once the diagnosis is made and you stick to the strict gluten-free diet for life, that you know you can live your life so much better. You can eat well and live well with celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And still enjoy all the foods that everybody else can enjoy as well. So life doesn't have to stop just because you're diagnosed with celiac disease. You actually can continue to live a very healthy, nutritious life and still enjoy your food as much as you had before.
Indeed. And, of course, just to say to people, there's no cure for celiac disease. But
there isn't, unfortunately.
It can be managed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the lifelong gluten-free diet is the way to manage it. And that's what we want to try and make people aware of this Awareness Week, which culminates today with our last two seminars. And we'd be delighted to have people go onto our website, celiac.ie, and register for free for the seminars today at 1 o'clock. And then the last one is a yoga laughter workshop, which we're really looking forward to winding up the week with. But today's seminar is actually something I think will be very educational and informative for anybody out there. It's about mindful eating. And mindful eating is so important. It's going to be hosted by Sarah Keogh, our in-house consultant dietitian, and Aideen Burke, who's a mindful eating coach. And basically what we'll be showing is, you know, how eating can have a huge impact on how you feel and how much you eat and even the types of foods you choose. And so, you know, for some people, eating is a huge pleasure. For others, sometimes like myself, it's a bit like hoovering it up, getting it into you and making sure your body is just fuel for the next thing. I want to learn how to eat my food more mindfully, enjoy what I'm putting into my system, and knowing that what I'm putting in is keeping me going and keeping fuel for my body to behave and act to the best of its ability. And people with celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity, they need to know this too, that, you know, there is no cure for this disease, but there is still life that can be lived. And so, again, it comes back to the whole idea, which is around our strategy for the next 3 years, to teach people how to eat well and live well.
Isn't that just typical here in Ireland, particularly where we had larger families, that you just gobble the food down just in case the others get it before you?
It's a bit like the one egg for a family for around the breakfast table for 10 of you. But no, it's about the fact that what we want people to realise is that there's really excellent, great quality gluten-free foods out there at the moment. And they are available across all the retail sector and all of the multiples, like the likes of the supermarkets, the Aldis, the Lidls, the Tescos, the Dunnes, the Supervalues and the Marks and Spencers. And the ranges are expanding all the time, as we have some fantastic, some brilliant small food producers who are constantly working with the food academies out of those retail multiples to get their product on the shelf. We had some fantastic people on during the week. I also participated yesterday in a fantastic online event where I was talking with the Merry Mill, which is an organic oats, gluten-free oats mill out in Vickerstown, and was talking with Cookie, who creates some fantastic gluten-free cookie dough and cookie mixtures, and Unglued, who have a fantastic range of sauces and mixes that help people to basically ensure that the product they're putting into their body is both nutritionally good for them, but also as well, like, we've gotten so into baking and making over the last 18 months with this pandemic that it brings a sheer joy and pleasure to be able to make your own food and to put it on the table for the family. And look, really what it's about is ensuring that people understand that, you know, we need to think about what we're putting into our bodies. And I think the pandemic over the last 18 months has done that, has given us the time to think about how we eat and what we eat and when we eat.
Yeah, well, I know we've spoken before, and I've told you before, I worked in the supermarkets for about 34 years. And I remember when I first started working in supermarkets, you had, I'm not even going to say a 4 foot drop, you had a 4 foot shelf, one 4 foot shelf with gluten-free products, and that not just gluten-free, but other, you know, all the other kind of specialist type foods. That's all you had for it. And the one thing I remember was the main thing they had was just bread, and it was hard as the hob of hell. It was this long life bread that was there, and if you took it in your hand, it'd snap.
Yeah, we have multiple of our members of an older age who would remember bread being sold in tins in pharmacies. Thankfully, we're well past that now. And the ranges of bread that are out there are amazing. Like this week, for example, we're very fortunate to have it sponsored by Promise Gluten Free. They are a dedicated gluten-free bakery based in Donegal, but they have 28 different lines of bread products available for the celiac and non-celiac gluten-sensitive market out there. So, I mean, like, they are catering for the 500,000 people who need to eat this type of product. And it's amazing. The breads are fantastic. We had a great cooking demonstration with the Promise range on Tuesday with Tony Dempsey, a chef that we work with from the Bay Tree restaurant in Athy in Portlaoise. And, I mean, people can get that on our YouTube channel, or they can log on to our website, celiac.ie, to find out more about that. But it was just, Tony was showing the versatility of what you can do with the products that are out there at the moment. And that, just because you have to have a strict gluten-free diet for life doesn't mean that your choices are restricted. You still can enjoy all the great foods that are out there just like everybody else. What we're going to be working on towards the end of the year and into 2022 to help the restaurant industry get back on its feet again is to promote those restaurants that actually can cater for the gluten-free community, the community that have to live a gluten-free life in order to ensure that they have a good life and they're living well and eating well.
I can attest to that, because my wife makes an absolutely delicious gluten-free banana bread. She uses gluten-free flour in it, and it's absolutely...
I thought you were going to tell me she uses gluten-free bananas.
No. Well, I suppose they are gluten-free.
Of course they are.
But, she makes this beautiful... gluten-free banana bread, and it's absolutely delicious, and I actually prefer it to when she makes it with ordinary flour. So
my mum makes an amazing coffee cake for me as well, and that is something that I'm really proud of, the fact that my mum has started making gluten-free foods for me purely because I was diagnosed with non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and it changed my life and how the foods that I could eat, and I had to make a big adjustment for that. But one of the things now that we feel would help people further to make the adjustment to living gluten-free is we've just launched our Celiac Society app. And that app is available on the app stores, both Apple and Google, for Android and Apple users this week. And we're very, very proud of it, because what it does is it puts the ease of going shopping, knowing what foods to buy, knowing what's safe to eat, in the palm of everybody's hand. It's free for members to use this app, and you can join up today using the celiac.ie website. And to access this app and download it onto your phone, where you can actually save shopping lists, you can get recommended shopping lists, there's also recipe ideas on that app. There's also the full list of our database currently holds about 8,000 product lines that are available across all the shops, the supermarkets in this country. And if there's nothing, if there's something missing from that, you also have the opportunity to upload the data on that to directly from the app to our database, so that we can actually add it to the list for other users to see as well. So it's something we're very proud of. It's part, as I mentioned, of our three-year strategy, the Eat Well, Live Well strategy, which again is available for members to review and send their feedback on from the member section of the celiac.ie website. So, Michael, we're doing a lot, we hope. It's only the start of what we hope is a very exciting journey for the Celiac Society and for our members, and to support and help that 500,000 people living in the country today with either celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity. It's something we're very passionate about, it's something we're very proud of, and it's something that we really want to do and try and reach out and help as many people as we possibly can.
I think that the idea of the app is absolutely brilliant, because I know people, should we say, young families and child has got celiac disease, and they're there and they're a bit lost and they don't know what
to
do. And if they have something like that, it is then so much easier. You can go in, as you say, there's recipes there, there's all the information that you need. It's absolutely brilliant. It makes life so much easier and takes a lot of the stress out of it.
That's what we're aiming to try and do, Michael, to basically take the stress away from having to live a gluten-free life, away from people, and make it as easy as possible for them. And throughout the year, we'll be running different initiatives and different campaigns to help help different cohorts of society who will be dealing with this life changing disease, helping mothers with and parents of early diagnosed children at different stages in their lives. So basically, let's say up to 12, what happens when they go to secondary school, what happens when they fledge and go to third level, when they leave the house, and how can you make sure that they're still adhering and minding their diet. We also want to help people who are at different stages of their lives, who may be only getting diagnosed in their late 60s or into their 70s. We've even had people getting diagnosed in their 80s, and how can we assist them? How can we assist catering companies who deal in large catering areas, like in, say, for example, in banks and universities and hospitals? How can we train them to ensure that when somebody goes into hospital, that they don't get gluten, that they're actually, their diet is adhered to as well? Because unbelievably, you would find that some people who go into hospital, they can't adhere to the diet because it's not catered for. And that's the kind of thing we have a huge awareness to do in relation to that, a huge education piece to do in relation to that. And it's about basically using the resources that we have. We are a small team. There's only 9 of us at present, to get that message out there. And the more we have the support of the community, the 500,000 community that we have here in Ireland, the better we can get that message out there.
And what I was going to say to you there was that do some people, you're saying there's about 400,000 people who have gluten intolerance. Are the people who have, they all have different levels of it, but are the people who get a gluten intolerance for, maybe a few years and then it settles down, does that happen?
It does and it doesn't. Again, non-celiac gluten sensitivity is a tough one. Celiac disease, you can get a definitive diagnosis for, because once you've got the biopsy, you've got the biopsy to show that there's been damage to the gut, then you know that you're celiac and you certainly have to adhere to a gluten-free diet for life. Non-celiac gluten sensitivity is only at the beginning of the research into this area. It's really only had, I suppose, a spotlight shone on it over the last maybe 5 to 6 years. So we're still learning an awful lot about it. I can only speak from my own personal experience, which is whereby I cut gluten completely out of my diet. I got my blood done. It didn't show I had a high level of TTGs. I went to a dietitian. We went through a whole FODMAP journey together. That's a specific diet to find out what it is that you're actually not reacting well to. Gluten showed up for me and fructose showed up for me, which is the sugar that's found in fruits. And I had to basically, through a process of elimination, work out that it was gluten and fructose that caused problems for me. So what I did was I cut them out completely. And I still very much do my best to cut them out as much as I possibly can. There are times I find that if I accidentally or even deliberately ingest gluten, that it doesn't affect me well at all. So then I know, stop, don't do that. So it's very much a case of when it comes to non-celiac gluten sensitivity, I, for one, will be adhering to a strict gluten-free diet for the rest of my life. I know for celiacs, they have to do that. But we're still at the beginning of the journey in relation to research and, I suppose, investigation into the repercussions of people eating gluten who may not necessarily be doing damage to their gut, but they may be doing damage elsewhere. So that, again, with these processes, it takes a long time from a medical perspective. Unfortunately, we don't have the impetus of trying to solve the riddle of coronavirus behind us on this one. But it's certainly something that we as a society are looking into and hoping to get research funding for in the future.
Now, I'm not going to keep you too much longer because I know you're busy and you have a big day ahead of you. Maybe you just tell people again about the courses that are on today and how, if somebody wants to get onto that, how they do that.
Very simply, the courses all week have been free. And basically what you can do is just go on to celiac.ie, that's C-O-E-L-I-A-C.ie. On the first page, you will actually be met with a pop-up screen letting you know about our app. If you just close that down, if you're not ready to join just yet or to download the app just yet. And then when you go on, you'll see a banner for Awareness Week. Just click on View the Schedule or Register, and you'll be able to be registering for today's events because everything else has happened. But don't worry, you'll be able to see them on our YouTube channel later next week. So today's event is about mindful eating and mindfulness. So we'll be doing a 10-minute session at the beginning of that. It's at 1 o'clock. Starts at 1 o'clock sharp. It's with Sarah Kyo, our in-house dietitian, and Aideen Burke, who is a mindful eating coach. And basically, it's just about knowing and taking time eating your food, enjoying your food, and knowing what you're putting into your body. So that's happening at 1 o'clock today. And then this afternoon, we're rounding off the week with something I'm certainly looking forward to, which is a laughter yoga workshop. And we're really excited about this one because it's teaching wellness through laughter. And it's with Louise Birchall, who is a leading authority on laughter yoga. And again, that's free. It's from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It might be something to do with the kids, which would be fantastic, and it's certainly something we feel will round off the week really well for people, and they will enjoy the fact that they're heading into a nice weekend now in great spirits and dare I say it, full of the joys of spring.
Jill, thank you very much, and I have to say it's brilliant that you will be able to go back and view the different courses that happened during the week. Will we be able to see the one that Tom Coleman did on the sleep coach?
Tom Coleman and sleeping was a big hit yesterday, as was Mary Borton's, the consulting psychologist, the counselling psychologist on Wednesday. And again, Tony Dempsey, our chef, on Tuesday. So those will all be available on our YouTube channel next week. And if you can't get them or are interested in wondering where you can get them, if you can't see them next week, just drop us a line at info@celiac.ie, and the team there will be able to help you out in relation to those. Again, Tony, we want to say a huge thank you to Promise Gluten Free, our sponsors this week. And again, remember, they have a fantastic range of cakes and breads that are available for people who are starting out on their gluten-free journey, or somebody who just wants to add a bit of variety into their gluten-free life at present. And our app, of course, is available to download from the app stores as well. So, like, really, Michael, we have a fantastic offering this week. We really want people to get engaged with us and to reach out to us. If they have any questions or queries, please don't hesitate to drop us a line or give the office a call.
Jill, thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Thanks a million, Michael. Always a pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
And you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Jill Brennan, the CEO of the Celiac Society of Ireland. And you will be able to get all that information if you go to www.celiac.ie. That's www.coelac.ie, and check it out. Well worth downloading the app, even if you're not celiac, but there's loads of great information there.